thank you for being here with me again. I hope that no matter where you are, how you are feeling right now, what is going on around you, you are able to take good care of yourself, because it is the most important thing we can do to ourselves and for other people as well. Today, the topic is about hurt and being hurt. I think it has been on my mind for the longest time I can remember. I keep thinking about when I hurt other people, when I hurt myself, and when I'm hurt by other people. I keep being stuck between feeling guilty about the things I wish I didn't say or do, or how I'm the main reason for my life to be the way it is, or how I let others hurt me because I'm always the victim and weak. Yes, I was all of them. Now I am slowly learning to see them for what they truly are. They are all precious experiences. So I have decided to make a choice. All of the shame, guilt, anger, worthlessness, smallness, regrets are there to tell us just one thing: to make a decision to rise above them all, to break the mask that we've been wearing for so long that no longer serve us anymore, to put down all the responsibilities that have not always been ours, to transform the suffering and pain we've been feeling to strength and healing, to realize that we have gained so much more than what we have lost, and to set ourselves free by knowing nothing has been ours all this time, except for our truth. In the end, who was hurt and who hurt others doesn't really matter anymore. What matters is our choice. The choice is to give ourselves freedom, love, acceptance, forgiveness, faith, and truth. In life, I've always said, it all starts first from within. I hope that the recording today will help us to learn a little bit more on how to deal with the haunting thoughts about suffering. Because I do know that we play two roles. We hurt other people and we are hurt. I hope that this helps. I hope that you do know you have a choice to make, no matter how painful it is, and to give ourselves the love that we deserve. Thank you so much.